one of Hildegard's most beloved nuns was a young woman placed in her care, Richardis von Stade. Richardis was with Hildegard at the Dizzy Bodenberg. She likely assisted in compiling Hildegard's great theological work, Scivias. Richardis's mother, the Margravine of Stade, was also a strong supporter of Hildegard and her visionary work. She was instrumental in helping Hildegard move into her own monastery at Rupertsburg. Hildegard would soon learn that this gift came with a very high price. It may not seem unusual that Hildegard developed a close friendship with one of the sisters, but what was unusual was Hildegard's reaction when she became aware that Richardis had been elevated to the role of abbess at a monastery in Bassum, in the Diocese of Bremen, where her brother Hartwig was the bishop. Keeping in mind that Hildegard was not an abbess, she was a magistra, this decision not only have meant that Richardis was leaving Hildegard's community, but that she would hold an office higher than Hildegard. A decision Hildegard felt had less to do with Richardis's well-being, as it would advance Hartwig's career. Hildegard ended a long letter to Hartwig, with a warning that he was going against God's will on this matter. May God grant you the blessing of the dew of heaven, and may all the choirs of angels bless you. If you listen to me, God's servant, and if you fulfill God's will in this matter, 49, Hartwig was not swayed to change his mind. For a period of time, Hildegard refused to release Richardis. This prompted a letter from Heinrich of Mainz to demand that she release Richardis. Thus, by the authority of our position as prelate and father, we give you this command: to release this sister immediately to those who seek and desire her. 69. To this command, Hildegard refused to obey and responded, "And so your malicious curses and threatening words are not to be obeyed. You have raised up your rods of punishment arrogantly, not to serve God, but to gratify your own perverted will." 70. Hildegard's reaction has been preserved in a number of letters between Hildegard and Hartwig, Archbishop of Bremen, her nun, Richardis, the Margravine of Stade, Heinrich, Archbishop of Mainz, which was the diocese Hildegard's monastery existed in, and even Pope Eugenius. The letter Hildegard wrote to the Pope no longer exists, but his response to her survived. To say Hildegard was heartbroken over the decision to move Richardis from her care is an understatement. Hildegard was devastated. She pleaded her case on every level of the hierarchical ladder, yet this was a battle Hildegard would lose. After trying her hardest to stop what was unfolding, Hildegard finally conceded and released Richardis. In a letter she wrote to Richardis, she expressed her deep love for Richardis, to the point where she stated that their relationship had caused a bit of gossip. "Daughter, listen to me. Your mother, speaking to you in the spirit, my grief flies up to heaven. My sorrow is destroying the great confidence and consolation that I once had in mankind. Woe is me, mother. Woe is me, daughter. Why have you forsaken me? I so loved the nobility of your character, your wisdom, your chastity, your spirit, and indeed every aspect of your life that many people have said to me, 'What are you doing?' Now let all who have grief like mine mourn with me. All who, in the love of God, have had such great love in their hearts and minds for a person as I had for you, but who was snatched away from them in an instant, as you were from me. But all the same, may the angel of God go before you, may the Son of God protect you, and may his mother watch over you." 143-144. There are some who have raised the question that the relationship between Hildegard and Richardis may have been romantic in nature, which may have prompted Richardis' mother and brother to move Richardis away from Hildegard and into her own monastery. This is speculatory, but not outside of the realm of possibility. To add to the grief Hildegard was experiencing at Richardis's reassignment, Hildegard received news that Richardis had died. After having been gone for only a short time, Richardis expressed a desire to return from Bassum to Hildegard's monastery at Rupertsburg. Unfortunately, Richardis died before she was able to return. The correspondence from Hartwig, informing her of Richardis's death, and Hildegard's response to him, survive. In the letter, Hartwig informs Hildegard of how much his sister loved Hildegard and asked forgiveness for all that had happened. Hildegard responded in a spirit of forgiveness and stated, "God favored her Richardis so greatly that worldly desire had no power to embrace her, for she always fought against it, even though she was like a flower in her beauty and loveliness in the symphony of this world. Although the world loved her physical beauty, and her worldly wisdom while she was still alive. God loved her more. Therefore, God was unwilling to give her to the world. 51. It is important to note that in addition to Richardus, there was another young nun at Rupertsburg named Adelheid, granddaughter of the Margravine von Stade and niece of Archbishop Hartwig and Richardus, who was also assigned as an abbess in Gandersheim. Her story pales next to the controversy that surrounded Richardus, but there are a couple of letters preserved which indicate Adelheid had a great love for Hildegard and her formation under her care. There are a couple of letters preserved in Volume 2 of Hildegard of Bingen's letters, Baird and Ehrman, between Hildegard and Adelheid. The print in our sanctuary of Hildegard and Richardus hangs in a prominent place because the relationship was so important to Hildegard. The print was created by artist Lewis Williams, OFS.